Good afternoon, my big wonderful crowd. What a joy to be with you again. And my title today, my thought, my monk thought is, why don't you do it? Sounds rather mysterious, doesn't it? But the connection is with one sentence that I have heard here at the Absolute Monastery, in the seminars of the University of Healing, in our courses, in our discussions, again and again and again and again. Now you wonder what that sentence is. It's not be yourself and have fun, and it's not I like me. It's live it. Don't teach it. Live it. A very important phrase. Whenever somebody goes out into the world from our group, you can be sure Herb reminds them of that very fact. Don't teach it. Live it. Because that's the aspect of our philosophy. You don't teach this philosophy. You live this philosophy. And I am strongly reminded of that fact that I have gone through that process too. Just the other day I remembered that when I had attended maybe two seminars of the University of Healing, and I just got a glimpse of how simple this philosophy is, because I grasped the idea of the law of cause and effect. And that was such a revelation for me. I just wanted to tell the whole world that now the remedy is out, the secret is out, how we can be in charge of our world, and that we have always been in charge of our world, even if we didn't know it. And that we just have to put a new cause into motion, or causes into motion, and the miracles happen, and the things and the effects take place in our life. And with that enthusiasm about what I have found out, I came home and I talked with my girlfriend Elizabeth about the philosophy and about the seminar, and I said, you know, it's so simple, because you see, at that moment, she just went through a phase of really trying to achieve something in her personal life. And it was a big struggle. So I came home with my enthusiasm and I said, you know, it's very simple. The only thing you have to do, you don't have to struggle so much. You just have to put a cause into motion. And I told her all about the law of cause and effect and how it works and how easy it really is. And when I was done with my sermon, she just simply looked at me and she said, okay, why don't you do it? Here I got it. You don't teach this philosophy, you live it. Because if I would live all the miracles in my life, so obviously she would probably come and say, hey, how do you do that? And then I could talk about the law of cause and effect and it would be effective. Well, years passed. I passed the stage of wanting to go out in the world and teach the people something they already knew. And I find myself in Missouri living with my aunt for 3 months. And I'm meeting new people. And I get the opportunity of counseling with a lady once a week. It's a regular job I have. Once a week I go to Anne and we talk philosophy and I get paid well for it. What a treat. And I naturally talk also about the courses of the University of Healing. And one day she says, I think I want to take the course of the University of Healing. And I ask her, well, what made you make that decision? And then she said to me, well, I want to become more like you. And I thought to myself, well, anyhow, I have lived that philosophy already so long and well that I could naturally easily turn around and say, hey, you know, you never can become what I am. You just become aware that you are already all that you ever want to be. And that was a neat thing too. But then I thought to myself, well, maybe I start to apply some of the things that I have learned about the law of cause and effect in my life, and it starts to show some effect. And true, even when we are children, we try to become, let's say, more like our parents or more like our teacher. We always have an ideal picture in our heart of who we want to be, and sometimes we see that example lived maybe by a parent, maybe by a teacher, maybe by a neighbor, by somebody who inspires us, and we think, I want to be like that woman, I want to be like that lady, I want to be like that man, because they express something which is close to our heart. And when I talked with Astrid, our visitor and new student, about the philosophy of Summerhill School in England, and she told me that she has tried to apply that philosophy to her own children and it just did not work. And she still wonders why it doesn't work. I knew it couldn't work because she was not the person who has founded that school and who had the idea and the heart in this school, the person with all its values. I said, it cannot work when you don't live and teach a child at the same time values. Values are so important because you see that school was a school that actually didn't impose discipline from the outside to the children. They were motivated to motivate themselves, to be disciplined themselves, just by starting to like themselves, by starting to see how great they really are, what geniuses they are. And the patience that teacher Neil Summerhill had with these children is probably unparalleled, because a lot of time has passed since the 60s when the whole world heard about this school, and it just doesn't work with everybody. But he could do it because he was that example for the children that they could look up to and motivate themselves to be a little bit like him. And that's why it worked. And that's why it didn't work with Astrid, because she did just the technical aspect of what the school taught. But the values and what was really behind it, she didn't get, like most of us, we don't get that. So the value of teaching and living this philosophy is by finding out who I am and living my values at all times. And still then, I never teach. I only teach myself. Because if I get a remark from the outside, from my mirror, it's because I want to learn something about myself. Like when Elizabeth said to me, why don't you do it? It was like a cold shower, but it was so valid because I knew instantly that I was trying to teach something that I did not yet live at all. And when Anne said, I want to become more like you, she saw something in me which I couldn't see. She saw it because she was what she saw in me. And I understood that too. And so I always am a teacher to myself through my creation. And the highest and best that I can ever do is to live up to my own values, virtues, and ideas, and just live it. And finally, that also means being myself and having fun and liking me with all my heart, liking me for who I am, because I can never be somebody out there or somebody else. But I have to find out who I am, and the best way is through liking myself. And so it is.